Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I'm Roman Yossi of the Nashville Predators.
I'm Matt Duchene of the Nashville Predators.
I'm Eustace Aros of the Nashville Predators.
I'm Ryan Johansson of the Nashville Predators.
You're listening to the Renegades of Puck
with Crazy Charlie.
Welcome to the bunker. Welcome to the Renegades of Puck podcast. I'm your host and Captain Crazy Charlie Sonny. And before we get started on the no half step in hockey coverage, let me direct you to our home website, renegadesofpuck.com. Once you go to renegadesofpuck.com, you'll learn everything you need to know about the show. Once you're good and educated about the show, you can click on that merchandise tab. That's going to take you straight to our classic logo t-shirt, our pride logo t-shirt, our special event t-shirts, and so much more. The gimmicks you've come to know and love from the Renegades of Puck, all still available in our online store. Socks, throw pillows, wall art, so much more. We put our logo on just about everything. Easiest way to say it is we've sold out so that you can buy in. Social media, it's of critical importance to this independent hockey operation, so we sure would appreciate if you would help us out on the following platforms, whether it is Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, or Instagram. You can find us on all of those different social media platforms. You can also find us on YouTube. And thank you so much to all of our recent subscribers. Stick Taps, love and respect. Be sure to appreciate that level of support. You can find our behind-the-scenes live stream on Twitch. And, of course, you can find our audio podcast on numerous platforms thanks to the Full Press NHL Network, whether that's Stitcher, Google, Spotify, or several others. Just search Renegades of Puck in your preferred platform today. Venmo. It is how you can become a sponsor or a partner here of the Renegades of Puck. Just scan the QR code currently on your screen or search Renegades of Puck in Venmo, and you can help donate and help the Renegades of Puck with our future upgrades and operations. This season has been incredible. Thanks to generous Renegades like you, we've been able to make significant upgrades to everything from the microphone, the camera, to the lighting, and the systems behind the scenes. Thank you so much. Stick Taps, love and respect. Looking to add some more equipment, looking to plan some more events, looking to start working on next season already. So again, thank you so much. You can go to Venmo, scan the QR code, or just search Renegades of Puck. Now, listen, I know it's time for no half step in hockey coverage, so let me get to the goods. It's time for operation number 737 for the Renegades of Puck. That's right, show number 737 at this moment in hockey history. Nashville Predators currently find themselves in fifth place in the Central Division. They've skated in 73 games this season. They have an overall record of 37-28-8, 82 points on the season. On the road, which is where their next game will take place, they have a record of 19-14-4, 206 goals for 217 goals against. That's a goal differential of minus 11. Now, let's update the Central Division standings as we sit at this moment. Minnesota Wild are in first place with 95 points. Colorado Avalanche in second with 94 points. Dallas Stars in third with 92 points. Then a drop off to fourth place. Winnipeg with 85. And the Nashville Predators with 82. Then St. Louis is at 72. Little E for Arizona. Little E for Chicago. And that E is creeping up on the St. Louis Blues now very quickly. And it's not that far behind the Nashville Predators, but the Predators are still very much alive. In the wild card race, Seattle is number one in the wild card with 88 points. Winnipeg is number two with 85 points. Then the Nashville Predators sit 3 points back with 82. At this point in time, the Predators have skated in one less game than the Winnipeg Jets. Now, listen, I mentioned the Nashville Predators' next game was going to take place on the road, and it is going to be against the Pittsburgh Penguins. Once the Nashville Predators wrap up this game against Pittsburgh, Saturday they'll be back home against the St. Louis Blues. On Monday, they'll be in Dallas to close out the regular season series against the Stars on Tuesday. They'll be home against Vegas on the 6th of April versus Carolina Bridgestone Arena on the 8th of April at the Winnipeg Jets. Now, the Preds and the Penguins, they played one time already this season. You might remember it was back on February the 28th. Pittsburgh scored a 3-1 victory at Bridgestone Arena. It was Crosby, Zucker, and Rust each with a goal in the game. Jankowski scored the only goal for the Preds. Juuse Saros took the loss 31 out of 33 in that game, one goal empty net. Now, for the Nashville Predators, dealing with some injuries as they have been as of late, no real update. Josi still listed as day-to-day. Forsberg is out. Duchesne is out. Carrier is still supposedly day-to-day. And Parson still also supposedly day-to-day, but they have been out for a significant amount of time. There are others that are out more long-term than that. That's affecting the immediate lineup for the Nashville Predators. Now, the Pittsburgh Penguins have an overall record of 36-28-10, 82 points, has them currently sitting in the second spot for the wild card in the Eastern Conference. Now, the Nashville Predators, Pittsburgh Penguins, with the same number of points, 82, but obviously, over in the Eastern Conference, the Pens able to squeak in at this point on home ice, the record of 20-11-5, and a goal differential in the season of -4. So the Pens fighting to maintain their playoff positioning, while the Preds fighting to maintain in the playoff race going into this game. Let's take a look at the sample size of games for this Pittsburgh Penguins team. Let's go back and take a look at the most recent five. It was on the 20th of March when they scored a 2-1 loss versus the Ottawa Senators on the 22nd of March, a 5-2 win at the Colorado Avalanche. On the 23rd, the next night, a 3-2 loss at Dallas. On the 25th of March, a 4-3 win versus the Washington Capitals. And most recently, a 7-4 loss at the Detroit Red Wings. It was DeSmith that got the start, took the loss, 18 out of 24 in this game. Now, taking a look at the NHL rankings, the matchup between these two teams, let's take a look at the goals for number 2.75 for the Nashville Predators. It's actually dropped a bit recently, down to 28th overall in the ranking league. While the Pittsburgh Penguins are 3.21, respectable number, right there in the middle of the pack at 16th in the goals against category. Nashville Predators lead in this category 2.95 per game. That's 12th best in the league. While the Pittsburgh Penguins are giving up 3.22 per game, that is 18th overall in the NHL. In the shots for category, Nashville is generating 29.7 shots per game. That's 25th best in the league. In the shots for category for the Pittsburgh Penguins, they are fourth best overall in the NHL, 34.8 shots per game, and that does not feed very well into the Nashville Predators. Next stat, shots against, where the Nashville Predators are giving up 33.3 shots per game. That's 27th overall in the NHL. In the shots against category for the Pittsburgh Penguins, they're 20th overall in the NHL, giving up 33.2, so just 1/10 of a shot less than the Nashville Predators. When it comes to the special teams, it is going to be the Nashville Predators power play that is 26th rated in the NHL, 39 conversions on 224 opportunities, 17.4%, significantly behind where the Penguins are, pacing 15th overall in the league in the power play, 21.5% conversion rate, 54 out of 251 opportunities. When it comes to the penalty kill, the Nashville Predators have had an incredibly good penalty kill ever since around the All-Star break, 81.7% is their kill rate on the season, 11th overall, and the way the Preds are trending and pacing, they may finish in the top 10 in this particular metric. They've given up 45 power play goals against the season. The Pittsburgh Penguins penalty kill is the 17th rated PK in the league. They've given up 48 power play goals against their kill rate, 79.2%. Now listen, when it comes to the individual stats, every team in the NHL has some high-skilled individuals. We always go over the top five and the anticipated goaltender matchup and statistics. Now, when it comes to this Pittsburgh Penguins team, it has been the same collection of names for so long now here at the top, and of course you're going to recognize every one of them. Crosby, 31 goals, 54 assists for 85 points on the season. Malkin, 25 goals and 50 assists for 75 points. Jake Guentzel, 32 goals, 34 assists, 66 points. Ricard Raquel, 25 and 26 for 51. And Zucker, 24 and 24, 44 overall points. Now, Tristan Jarry and net, a record of 21-10-6. Save percentage of 908, goals against 2.98. When it comes to the Nashville Predators individual statistics, so much of this now is out on the injured list. Roman Josi leads the team in scoring with 59 overall points, 18 goals, 41 assists. He's currently out of the lineup. Matt Duchesne, 22 goals, leads the Nashville Predators, plus 34 appearances, 56 points, currently out of the lineup. Philip Forsberg, 19 goals, 23 assists, 42 points, currently out of the lineup. Tommy Novak, 14 goals and 20 assists for 34 points, currently leads the Nashville Predators active skaters out there on the ice. Glass second in that regard at 12 and 18 for 30 seasons just behind him. UC Saros has a record of 29-20-7, a 9.16 save percentage, a 2.77 goals against average. So for the Nashville Predators, going for their 20th possible road win, and for UC Saros potentially going for his 30th win of the season. Highly impressive that the Nashville Predators have been able to accomplish either of those two things this season, considering the season has not exactly gone the way the Preds were hoping. But they have an opportunity to play a little bit of a spoiler role with the Pittsburgh Penguins while also keeping their playoff hopes very much alive. So the Nashville Predators looking to complete this two-game road trip with a sweep. The Nashville Predators coming out of Boston, heading into Pittsburgh, looking to pick up their third and fourth point of the road trip. We got to go find out exactly what happened right there. It's called the Rebirth Sports Full Game Recap, and it's coming up next on the Renegades of Puck podcast.
Hockey players are as unique as the game itself, and your uniform should be tailored to fit you. Rebirth Sports is your sports apparel tailor. From shells, bags, warm-ups, hats, hoodies, branding, and more, let Rebirth Sports be your custom hockey tailor.
And don't forget to tell them they do more than just hockey.
Rebirth Sports on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Rebirth Sport, a match made in hockey.
It's now time for the Rebirth Sports Full Game Recap. We go all the way back to March 18th of the year 2023 when the Nashville Predators were in Boston to face off with the number one team in the NHL, the Bruins. Often to say, Glass and Tomasino make up your first line. Sherwood, Novak, and Evangelista. Trenton, Sissons, and Smith. Asplund, Jankowski, and McCarron make up your fourth line. McDonough and Fabro, Barry and Luzon, Gravel and Foote make up your defensive pairings. And UC Saros gets the start in net. We are just 1:34 into the game, and UC Saros is coming up with a save on Lindholm. It is the first shot on goal of the game for either team. 2:52 of the first period. Evangelista is off the box. 2 minutes for tripping, and get used to hearing about penalty calls. Saros comes up with a save on Krejci, and that would be the end of that PK for the Nashville Predators. 4:37 of the first period. Ulmark comes up with a save on Sisson. 6:33. Ulmark comes up with a save on Barry at 8:03. Saros comes up with a save on Lindholm. Then at 8:50 of the first period, Marchand's off to the box. 2 minutes for tripping. Ulmark comes up with a save on Tomasino, and then comes up with another save on Barry. Decent pressure by the Nashville Predators power play unit. 11:18 of the first period. Luzon off to the box. 2 minutes for puck over the glass. Sent it a long distance, but it did land right around the second row. Saros has to come up with a huge save on Bergeron, and Saros comes up with a save on Pavel Zacha at 16 minutes even of the first period. McAvoy's off the box. 2 minutes for interference. It would be UC Saros coming up with the biggest save in the sequence. A short handed save on Carlo. The rebound knocked off the goal line by Luke Evangelista, and this was absolutely a razor thin margin from being in. The crowd thought it was in. It was reviewed after they finally got to a whistle, but it did not have any conclusive shot to show that this puck was over the goal line. So Luke Evangelista saves a goal right here on the follow up. Umar comes up with a save on Afanasyev, and the Marchand is off to the box. 2 minutes for cross-checking at this point. That's where we are going to see a 5-on-3 for the Nashville Predators, but that's not going to last very long because Dante Fabro is going to be off the box. 2 minutes for closing his hand on the puck. Caught the puck out there by the blue line and definitely held on to that for too long. 4-on-4 for 33 seconds. We hit the intermission. The Nashville Predators out shooting the Boston Bruins 10-8 at the end of the first period. There'd be a carryover of 58 seconds where there'd be zero shots on goal by the Boston Bruins on their power play. At 1:40 of the second period, Foote's off to the box. 2 minutes for cross-checking. Pasternak's off to the box. Then 2 minutes for boarding during the power play in the offensive zone. That leads to a 4-on-4 for 41 seconds. At 5:22 of the second period, UC Saros comes up with a save on Bergeron. At 5:45, Ulmark comes up with a save on Asplund at close range. 7:57, Saros, a save on Bertuzzi. 10:08, Saros comes up with a save on Pasternak's backhand. At 11:07, 7:07. Afton Nesayev is off to the box, 2 minutes for roughing. This honestly could have been 4 minutes. It could, in some circumstances, even have been 5 minutes for high sticking. I definitely think the National Predators got off light on this situation. It drew blood. It was to the head, and it was particularly vicious the more you look at it. The National Predators PK has to go to work for 2 minutes, and they step up in a huge way, giving up 0 shots on goal to the Boston Bruins. At 13:55 of the second period, Grizzlick hits the outside of the post on a sharp angle shot. The 17-minute mark of the second period, Ullmark comes up with a save on Evangelista's backhand off of the rush. Really slick job of skating here by Luke Evangelista. At 18:11 of the second period, Glass, his 12th goal this season, breaks through for the National Predators, giving them a 1-0 lead over the Boston Bruins. It was a wrist shot from the slot. The initial shot by McDonough hit the traffic. Everybody kind of lost sight of the puck just momentarily. Glass capitalizes on that momentary distraction and puts the puck into the net. National Predators have a 1-0 lead. At 19:33 of the second period, Carlo's off to the box, 2 minutes for high sticking. That'll take us to the end of the second period with the National Predators leading 1-0, shots on goal tied at 19 apiece. Carryover on the power play for the National Predators of 1 minute and 33 seconds would generate exactly 0 shots on goal. And now,
with the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
UC Saros is about to clock in for, I'm going to tell you right now, one of the most significant periods of action he is going to face this entire season. Let's run it down. 3:07 of the third period, Saros comes in with a save on McAvoy. 6:37, Saros comes in with a save on Bertuzzi. At 7:06, a significant save on Lindholm. Follows it up just 6 seconds later with another save on Lindholm. The Bruins just absolutely buzzing. The Preds are saved by the TV timeout of this one. Definitely on the ropes. Coming back from the TV timeout, the National Predators unable to change any momentum at all. 8:16 now of the third period. Saros comes up with a save on Grizzlick. 9:55. Saros a save on Bergeron. 13:11. Saros comes up with a save on Frederick. Get a whistle right there. You get another TV timeout. And then at 15:50, Saros is coming up with a save on Pasternak's backhand. The Nashville Predators are able to capitalize with the empty net. At 18:41 of the third period, it is Luzon's fourth of the season. It comes from 200 feet away. He was just whacking away trying to get that puck out of there, and it finds its way all the way down the ice and into the net. Nashville Predators have a 2-0 lead over the Boston Bruins. Now, 19:59 of the third period, Pasternak does put the puck in the net. Hey, really slick wrister bar down for his 52nd of the season. That's right, 52nd of the season. But with only 1 second left, they'll drop the puck at center ice, and the National Predators will come away with the victory 2-1 in this one. Outshot dramatically in the third period. The Preds only 4 shots on goal in the third period, while the Boston Bruins credited with 17 overall for the game. The Bruins outshoot the National Predators 36-23. UC Saros was simply incredible in the third period. What seemed like a 20-minute penalty kill for the Nashville Predators was absolutely masterful goaltending work by UC Saros backing up his team. The Nashville Predators find a way to come away with maybe their signature win of the entire season, beating the number one team in the NHL. And I'm just going to go ahead and say it as plain as this. You're telling me that a team at Bridgestone Arena just a couple of weeks ago, full of a whole bunch more recognizable names with tons of NHL experience, got absolutely blasted out of the rink, but tonight a team of youngsters and the future of this franchise, including some guys that have barely even been in the AHL, went into Boston tonight and came away with one of the most significant wins this team has had this entire season. It is extremely important. It is an incredible incredibly important moment for these young players, and moving forward, definitely something they can build off of. Sure, the 2 points help, and when it comes to the potential playoff race for the wild card, but that doesn't matter. What matters is this incredibly young team went into Boston tonight and secured a victory. UC Soros did the bulk of the work, but the Nashville Predators found a way to get it done. Glass scores a goal in this game. Luzon scores an empty netter in this game, and a very young forward core takes a victory over the Boston Bruins. The Nashville Predators didn't back down for a second in this game. They were definitely outmatched by the Boston Bruins, outskilled by the Boston Bruins, and in the third period, overwhelmed by the Boston Bruins, but the Nashville Predators found a way to get it done, and that is significant for the amount of young players in this lineup. Incredible hockey by the Nashville Predators tonight. Great to see them coming away with the victory. That does it for the Rebirth Sports full game recap. We've got full game analysis and the Renegades of Puck coming up next, right here on the Renegades of Puck podcast.
Hello, hello, hello. I'm Tracy, owner-operator of Strong Style Fitness. And that's me and my training assistant, Rizzo. And we are here to bring you fitness that meets you where you are by offering circuit classes, bar-inspired classes, Tabata workouts, boot camps, guided stretching, and more, all taught by a certified personal trainer, me. To learn more, go to our website, strongstylefit.com. Subscribe on YouTube at Strong Style Fitness. Follow on social media at Strong Style Fit. But most importantly, let's get you moving. It doesn't matter if it's your first workout or you've been doing it for years. Strong Style Fitness has the workout that meets you on your journey and helps you along the path to a happier, healthier life. I understand where you've been, what you were going through, and where you were going, and I want to take you there. We'll see you on the mat. Mwah.
UC Soros was 35 out of 36 in this game. In that third period, he was just absolutely incredible. The Boston Bruins just absolutely poured it on. The Preds only 4 shots on goal. The Bruins with just about half their shots for the entirety of the game in this third period. Gives up a goal with just under a second to go. And, you know, when Pastrnak picks up his 52nd of the season, you know, the Boston Bruins, they're going to get theirs. But UC Soros faced the best team in the NHL and did a hell of a job tonight. One of his best of the season. That third period put that right up there with the performance in Carolina. Of course, the record-breaking performance, but put that right up there for UC Soros, easily one of his most important games of the entire season. And what a treat to watch him work there in the third period. Wow, that was like watching a 20-minute penalty kill, and UC Soros was just a mastermind out there on the rink. Very, very impressive stuff from the Vezina finalist. You've got to wonder if a performance like that doesn't catch a lot of attention of GMs around the league who end up voting on these types of things. Again, going for potentially his 30th victory of the regular season when the team is in fifth place overall. That is an impressive number. So UC Soros, one of his best performances of the entire season. Wish he could have got the shutout just because felt like he performed well enough to earn it. But again, Pastrnak, one of the best goal scorers in the NHL, burns you with less than a second to go. It's a performance you can live with. That is for sure. Glass did not look intimidated for a second against the best team in the NHL. Glass had a goal and an assist in this game for 2 points. He found the loose puck in the slot. He fired that puck home, and he ends up helping out later on with the empty net goal. So for the Nashville Predators, Glass was out there in incredibly important minutes. He led the team with 2 points in this game. His 15:57 in total time on ice was very impactful, very impressive. And again, he did not seem intimidated at all going in and facing off against the number one team overall in the NHL. So another great developmental step and moment for Glass in his young career. Cole Smith gets awarded with the empty net goal. I actually wrote that down before they changed that in the box score. Originally, we thought it was Cole Smith, but then the box score had it listed as Luzon. So Luzon ends up getting the goal from about 200 feet on the empty netter. Just wanted to point out that Luzon ends up picking that up. 7 total hits in the situation, so we'll move on from that. Tomasino, 1909 in total time on ice. That led all forwards. Again, another incredible sign of a forward at this young age developing considerably quickly. Philip Tomasino last year, I thought that he earned the right to be here to start this season, and for some reason the Nashville Predators didn't feel so, but since he's come back, he's definitely earned his place in the roster. He led the forwards in time on ice in this game. 19:09 in total time skated, and again 6:23 in power play time on ice. Thought he did a nice job out there in this game. Dante Fabbro, somebody we have to give a little bit of credit to, some stick taps in this game, picks up an assist, and yes, that's important. Up a 22:37 of very important time on ice out there. He had one hit, he had one block shot, and overall I felt like he was playing some pretty good hockey. He's been playing much better hockey this last month or so. Ever since the Nashville Predators sort of dismantled the core, I feel like Dante Fabbro has stepped up and become the player that most Nashville Predators fans had been hoping for. Now, he's developing with the rest of this group. Who knows what Dante Fabbro could accomplish moving forward. His 22:37 total time on ice, I've used the word impactful a couple of times in the analysis. That's exactly what it was. He got the job done out there on the ice tonight. And if we don't stop and talk about that save, that effort by Luke Evangelista on the goal line, swing and a miss at the first one. So UC Saros makes a save. The puck goes up over the pad. It flutters through the air. Evangelista has a chance to knock it out of midair. He misses on the first swipe, catches it on the second swipe while the puck appeared to be standing on end, catches it on the goal line. No white paint seen appeared in the any of the shots that were shown on the broadcast. They seem to think it was in net there with the crowd, and the referee certainly stopped and took a look at it once they had a chance. But you've got to give Luke Evangelista credit. Did not give up on the play. The back check, the hustle, the secondary effort, the second swipe, all of that just goes to show you another depth move and another player moving up another step in his development. And Luke Evangelista, again, he continues doing a lot of things. He also learned a hard lesson in this game in Boston, which is it's awfully difficult in the NHL to chip the puck off the wall to yourself and step between a defender and the wall. And he paid a price for that, but he picked himself right back up, got back into the game, and didn't miss a beat. And I'm sure that was a very valuable lesson for him. He also had four shots on goal in this game that led the Nashville Predators in shots on goal. Again, I really significantly can talk about the youth on this team for several more minutes and what they did tonight. It was a David versus Goliath moment in the NHL. It was an AHL team, and some of the players on this Nashville Predators team barely even into their careers in the AHL, and they're coming into Boston and picking up a victory against the Bruins team that, listen, they've got their season taken care of. They know they're going to win the division. They know that they're going to win the President's Trophy, and that's already set, but they're still playing hard, and they did not give the Nashville Predators any room to breathe in this game. The Preds had to earn this one. This wasn't given to them by a team that was taking their foot off the accelerator and cruising down the stretch in the final 10 when they have things all clinched. This was a Boston Bruins team that took it to the Preds tonight. The Preds youth was able to step up, respond, and not look intimidated at all. Truly a great effort and a great game for this Nashville Predators franchise and the future GM of the Nashville Predators, Barry Trotz. Hopefully we're calling him Barry Franchise one day. Barry Trotz has got to be incredibly happy with what is happening right there. Let's take a quick break on the Renegades of Puck podcast. We've got box scores. We've got numbers coming up right after this break. The digital environment can be quite intimidating, time-consuming, and cumbersome, especially with all those other areas that need attention at your business. And that's why Stripe Digital Solutions is here to help. I know, because that's exactly what Stripe Digital Solutions did for me and the Renegades of Puck. From designing my home website and helping me create my merchandise to special event posters, brand building, and social media management. But it's not just that. It's so much more. Stripe Digital Solutions has helped me every step of the way. From startup to full-time operation, Stripe Digital Solutions has been there to assist and advise every single step of the journey. In today's fast-paced world, the path to success is having a strong digital partner, and nobody is better in the trenches than Brandy and Stripe Digital Solutions. Get the solution before it's even a problem with Stripe Digital Solutions.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty,
and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You're on a night where it was a 2-1 game and it was an empty net goal and a last second goal. There's not a whole lot in the box score, but it was such an impressive overall game that I'm going to make sure I highlight whatever numbers that I can. Glass, of course, with a goal in this game. Cole Smith gets awarded the empty net goal at the end of the game. And then in on the assist side of things, Glass also picks some assists. So 2 points for Glass in this game. Dante Fabbro picks up an assist. Luzon and McDonough also with assists. So 3 assists coming from the defense when it comes to shots on goal. Luke Evangelista, 4 shots on goal, led the team in total. Cole Smith had 3. Barry also had 3. Barry's shots came early in the game. He was unloading in the first period. Certainly not afraid to shoot. I like the way Barry handles his business out there at the blue line when he gets the puck. He is absolutely looking to drive that puck towards the net at every opportunity. Just to go show you how many times Barry took a shot at the net tonight. 3 on net, 4 others missed. So 7 total shot attempts for Barry in this game. When it comes to block shots, Gravel, we had a chance to mention him here. He led the team with 4 block shots in this game, definitely paying the price and putting in the effort out there, doing a lot of good work with 1:33 of PK time, and it was definitely noticeable when he was out there doing his work. Luzon led the team in hits with 7. Not much of a surprise. He has truly piled up the number of hits on the season. Did that in 2058 in total time on ice, and some of the hits that he was delivering, especially in the third period, were just absolute bone-crushing hits. When it comes to time on ice, it was Philip Tomasino's 19 minutes and 9 seconds that led all of the forwards in total time on ice. The least amount of time skated by a forward was Asplund at 8:15. He's certainly been getting his opportunities, though, and is noticeable in his limited amount of ice time out there. He is beginning to show a little bit of progression. This is great news. All of the youth on this National Predators team right now is showing signs of trending in the right direction in all of their own different and unique ways. It truly is one of the most fun and interesting times to watch and cover this team on a shift-to-shift basis. When it comes to overall time on ice, McDonough led the team with 23-11. And with Ryan McDonough out there on the ice, look, not having Roman Josi has definitely left a large, large hole for the Nashville Predators to try to fill. But Ryan McDonough is a former captain, first of all. He's a veteran that's been around this league a long time. He's won it just about everything you can possibly win, and he's just really a steadying force out there. His 23-11 time on ice also included 5 minutes and 22 seconds of shorthanded time on ice against the Boston Bruins power play. So for the Nashville Predators, they handle their business in Austin tonight. It's UC Saros that is absolutely the standout and star player of the game. In the box score, he goes 35 out of 36. 27 of those saves came at even strength. 5 on the power play, 3 shorthanded saves. Again, real treat to watch him pull out every one of the tools in the box and go to work in this game. That's going to get you all caught up on the numbers and the box score. We'll be back after this break. We'll close things out. I've got a list of names that might surprise you coming up right here on the Renegades of Puck podcast. I'm Crazy Charlie Sonnier, captain of the Renegades of Puck. I'm also tired of the cold, tired of the dark, and tired of being landlocked. I'm also willing to bet that I'm not the only one who could use some sun, fun, and time in paradise with friends. That's exactly why I called our great friend Pete Weber. He told me, call Ships and Trips Travel, and now we're all going to Mexico. That's right, Renegades of Puck, July 15th to the 20th of 2023. Dreams Vallarta Resort in Puerto Vallarta is the destination to hang with Pete Weber in paradise. To join Pete and the Renegades of Puck in Puerto Vallarta, go to www.shipsandtripstravel.com. That's ShipsAndTripsTravel.com and just click on the ROP on vacation tab. Don't stay landlocked. Join the Renegades of Puck in Paradise, July 15th to the 20th, 2023 in Puerto Vallarta. Pete Weber, the Renegades of Puck and you. It's time to ditch those skates for flip-flops and fun in the sun. Roman Josi, Matthias Ekholm, Philip Forsberg, Matt Duchene, Nino Niederreiter, Mikael Granlund, Tanner Janot, Ryan Johansson, all of these players on the ice for the Nashville Predators back when they faced off against the Boston Bruins the previous time this season. It was a 5-0 loss at Bridgestone Arena, and the Nashville Predators were frankly not in this game for a single minute. If the Boston Bruins had kept their foot on the gas for the final 40 minutes of this game, they could have blown the Nashville Predators out by who knows how many numbers of goals. So all of those names I just mentioned to you, all significant NHL experience, all quite capable NHL scorers. Matt Duchene, Philip Forsberg, both 40-goal scorers last year. Roman Josi, a 90-plus point defenseman. Matthias Ekholm had been a perfectly capable offensive defenseman. Also, Nino Niederreiter, Granlund, you know, all of these players in the lineup for the Nashville Predators against the Boston Bruins, and it was the breaking point of the season. That 5-0 loss was a catfish too far. That's when it all came crumbling down, and the Nashville Predators needed to blow it up and make those changes. And thanks to the Nashville Predators' quick reaction in this franchise-defining situation, they have moved on since then. They have a new GM in waiting in Barry Trotz. They have several new players in the lineup. All of those players I just listed were out of the lineup tonight, either traded or out due to injury, but all out of the lineup tonight. And in the lineup was Asplund, Evangelista, Glass, Jankowski, Novak, Sherwood, Cole Smith, Tomasino, Foote, Fabbro, Gravel. All of these players in the lineup in place of those names that I mentioned that are gone. Some of them just beginning their AHL careers, much less already being in the NHL and finding themselves in incredibly impactful and significant moments against the number one team in the entire league, and a team that's expected to run away with every single individual award, and a team that is expected to, if they don't win the Stanley Cup, it is going to be considered a massive failure by this Boston Bruins team. The Nashville Predators rebuild is already underway. This 60 minutes of hockey could be one of the most important markers in this franchise's rebuild. I don't want to put too much significance with 10 games to go in a regular season, but this game means a hell of a lot to this Nashville Predators team and to this franchise, and for them to go in there and secure this victory tonight the way they did. They fought damn hard all the way till the end. They were under intense pressure all the way up until the final buzzer in this game, with Boston even scoring that goal with just a second left in it. The Nashville Predators stick taps to that team tonight, and those young players were going out there and looking Goliath right in the face and arming that slingshot and going to business. Listen, it was more about survival than it was an ass-kicking by the Nashville Predators, but you'll take survival and a victory over the best team in the NHL with this amount of youth in the lineup anytime. For the Nashville Predators, easily one of the most significant wins they'll have this entire season, and it's a win that we could be talking about for years to come, and how this Nashville Predators youth and core came together right here at this very moment. When it comes to the playoffs and the playoff races and all that, it's great. You get the 2 points, you stay alive, we get to keep talking about it at least on the periphery, but to win and to win the way they did and to play the way they did, that's the most important thing. They played hard against the Leafs the other day, and they fell in battle on the home rink. They played hard as hell against the Boston Bruins tonight. They had a lot to play for, a lot on their hearts, a lot on their minds, and a lot going on back here at home. And they went out there and they represented their community and gave everybody at least a few minutes of distraction tonight. So I applaud them for that. Stick taps, love and respect to that team for what they have, what they've done to represent the community, and for what they did on the ice tonight to give us all a little bit of distraction. I sure do appreciate the efforts there. We'll be back to talk about the Nashville Predators, Pittsburgh Penguins in the bunker. They're Thursday night on the ice. Playoff races are going to start coming down to the final games of the season. We'll have a much clearer picture here coming up soon, as the games in hand are also all suddenly starting to disappear on the score sheet. For each and every one of the Renegades of Puck, please, I hope everybody out there is safe. Everybody knows what's happened in our community here in the Nashville area. We have been on every front page, every headline, and it's been an incredibly difficult couple of days. Coming out here, getting in the bunker, covering a hockey game, it is my way of grieving a little bit, my way of helping put my mind at ease. I can only stare at the television screen. I can only scroll so many hours in a row. I needed a break, and I'm glad I could come out here in the bunker, and I hope that this brief podcast was a break for any of you out there. It's been a very, very difficult day in the community, and I'll leave it at that. I love every one of you. Stick taps, love, and respect. I'm your host and captain, Crazy Charlie Sarnia.
Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.